a start at Bordertown. Nadia Horn's joining us to preview Millicent Cup Day. Nadia, good morning.
Good morning to you, Brendan. How are you?
Very well, thank you. First leg of the Cordy at Bordertown is a 58 over the 1550. 6-7, 13-14 coming up. Bright Bell is the favourite at 220. Desidero 390. Hustler Bullet at 4.
I'll put the 3 Bright Bell on top, but I do feel that she's skinny enough. She was very impressive when she did win first up from a break, but that was at a home track of Mount Gambier, and there wasn't a lot of give in the ground on that occasion. It was quite a rain-affected track, and she was resuming off a quite a long spell. Look, I've got her rated as the most likely winner, but I do think she's well enough found. She goes on top, though. I've got the 5, Saduka in as the horse who could run a race at the price at around the 850 mark. She's deep into a preparation. She was a little disappointing at Strath last start, where she was beaten 4.5, but her 2 prior runs at Bordertown and Panola do rate quite well for races like this. 1, Desidero, who comes off of the last start placing. I've got him for 3rd and then out to the 2, Hastler Bullet. But I went 3 from 5, 1 and 2 in the first leg of the quaddie.
3, 5, 1 and 2 first leg. No starting signal yet at Healesville, so we'll kick on. It's a 68 over 1,200 metres. 4 and 6 are out. BOK 3.10. Roland Drake at $3.40. The Ants Pants at 6.
Got this an open race. I have put the 5 BOK on top. Who is race fit, gets Jason Holder aboard, is likely to settle just off speed off of a really good run and only beaten the lengths at Balaclava last time out. I've got it ahead of number 3, Roll On Drunk, who is set to resume from a break and usually goes pretty well fresh. It's got the best overall performance figures. As far as the other two are concerned, I've got 12 Space Equity in. This horse ran a great race at Longer Odds last start, and 11, the Ants Pants next pick, who's fitted for one run back from a break. But we've gone 5, 3, 12 and 11 in the second leg.
8-7-1 after the opening event at Healesville, unanswered around 4:30 and 1:87. Rescinda Jack at 4:60. Midnight Drifter running 3rd, number 1, and there is no div there. Pressing on with Bordertown, we're up to the Millicent Cup over 2,000 metres and open. 5 is out. Hasta La Fiorente is the favourite at $2.60. Sassum 3.90. Gigalon at $4. Who do we like here, Nadia?
It's a good race. Look, I like the 6, Sasson, who has had a few runs back this prep, and he's never raced better. Look, he's hit new career peaks this preparation, and both of those performances, in particular his last 2, were outstanding. One of them was over the Carnival, over the 1800. He does come through some really fast-run races, though. This looks like it's going to be run a heck of a lot softer, and he's going to get back, but I just feel he's got a good enough turn of foot to overcome that. So I've got the 6 on top. 8, Hasta La Fiorente. I've got him as the main danger, who gets in pretty well on the minimum and does come through the same race that Sarson raced in at Morpheville last time out. Did beat at home, so there's probably not a heck of a lot between them. The 1, Woolsthorpe Store, is an interesting horse, resuming from quite a long break for Michael O'Leary. You'd expect it to be somewhere around the mark, fresh in a race like this, and then out to number 2, Giggle, on the next pick. But I've gone 6-8-1-2 in the feature race 7.
Race number 8, a benchmark 58 over 1,000 metres. Scratchings here 2, 7, 13 and 15. Desert Spirit is the favourite at $3.40. Russell Up $4.40. Miami Freedom at 5. Rodney 6.50. Rusty Dusty Sunshine $8.50.
Like the 4, Desert Spirit here, Brendan. Trained by Sue Murphy in the area and comes off of a good second when only narrowly defeated last time out in the race at Mount Gambier on the wet track. It has rendered some pretty high figures in the past. We saw it win at Panola going back in January, and it was extremely impressive on that occasion. You look at where it maps here today, it's going to be right up on speed, so it's going to get all the favours. So the 4 on top, the 8, Russell Up, I've got in as the main danger. Lockie Neindorf will take the ride on this horse, who comes through a race at Mount Gambier last time out and looks better suited, stepping up to 1,000. 14, Licorice Bullets, around $23-odd. I could have him a heck of a lot shorter than that. He ran well first up, and he has ran to a similar type of numbers in the past, so I respect her at a big price for quaddy takers. And then number 11, Rusty Dusty Sunshine, I've got in as the next pick. But I've gone 4, 8, 14 and 11 in the last.
4, 8, 14, 11 in the last. Best value quaddy in play, please, Nadia.
My best comes up race 7, the 6, Sarson. Best at odds, we'll have that horse in the last, Licorice Bullet, race 8, number 14. As far as our quaddy today, we go 3 from 5, 1, 2, first leg. 5, 3, 12 and 11 the second, 6, 8, 1, 2 in the third leg, and 4, 8, 14 and 11 in the final leg. And our player of the day and all up race 2, number 6, into race 7, number 6.
2-6 into 7-6. Best of luck today, Nadia.
Thanks, Brendan.